Just please register their presence by voting. Has any member failed to register their presence? Clerk will take the quorum.
Thirty-three present, seven absent.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, Representatives Anderson, Mike Byrne, Cooper, Greening, and Ossie are excused from the call of the House today. I'll move and ask unanimous consent that all other absent members be shown as excused on official state business.
No objections. So ordered. Mr. Speckin? Is he out of town or leaving? Hearing no objection, then Mr. Urien will be excused.
And we have one other member who plans to leave during the course of the morning, Mr. Speaker, so I'll move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Kelly be excused from the call today through plane arrival Sunday evening.
No objection, so ordered. Please rise for prayer by Father Belasovich, St. Nicholas Orthodox Church.
Let us pray. Almighty God, on this day of our session, we are asking you for a special help. Please free us from the influence of various selfish interests and from the selfish interests and motives of our own. Please, O Lord, give us the strength and the wisdom to withstand the pressure coming from those who are unable to concern themselves with the needs of the state and are concerned only with their own interests. Please help us to be fair and above all make us receptive to the needs of those who remain silent while they put their entire trust into us. Please, O Lord, bless us and bless all Alaskans, no matter where they might be. Amen.
Mr. Parr. That objection, so ordered. Would the clerk please certify the correctness of the previous day's journal?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 25th day.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that this body approve the journal as certified by the chief clerk for the 25th day.
Okay, no objection, so ordered. This brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests to be introduced to the House? Mr. Freeman.
Mr. Speaker, in the gallery behind me, a constituent of Mr. Gardner and mine in town to attend a meeting of the executive board of the Alaska Alliance for Arts Education, a member of Ketchikan School Board, and a very nice lady, Sharon Walker.
Representative Fisher.
Did you recognize?
You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, Susan Fern, who is a member of the Alaska State Council of the Arts from Anchorage. And Dr. Ruth Keats, who is a vice chairperson of the Alaska Alliance for Arts Education Exchange.
Mr. Duncan, then Mr. Rossi. You have the floor.
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery B, we have a constituent of Representative Miller's and mine, Margaret Leibowitz, who's with the Alaska State Library here in Juneau and also Secretary Treasurer of the Alaska Alliance on Art Education.
Mr. Duncan.
If I could continue just for a minute, Mr. Speaker, we also have a number of other special guests with us today. This is the 66th anniversary of scouting in the United States. This is anniversary month, and we have with us Cub Scout and Explorer representatives for their annual report to the governor. I would like to identify each of the young gentlemen as well as their leaders who are with them today. There are a number of them, so perhaps the applause would wait till we're finished. We have Cub Scout James King, who's with PAC number 5, and the sponsor is the LDS Church here in Juneau. Perhaps they could stand as I call their name. Cub Scout Roger Sperber, PAC 10, United Methodist Church in Douglas. Cub Scout Lauren Powers, PAC 15 of the Resurrection Lutheran Church. Cub Scout Patrick McGonigal, PAC 55 of the LDS Church. Scout Mike Huff, Troop 5 of the LDS Church. Scout Andrew Loney, Troop 6, sponsors the Junior Chamber of Commerce. Scout Dan Kuhn, Troop 10 of United Methodist Church in Douglas. Scout Stephen Bandarola, Troop 21, sponsors the Glacier Volunteer Firemen. Scout Scott Davis, Troop 55 of the LDS Church. Explorer Richard Peterson, Post 5 of the LDS Church. Scout Ray Tyndall, Troop 21, he sponsors the Glacier Volunteer Firemen. And Scout Tyndall was one of the consular representatives to the World Jamboree in Norway in 1975. Their escorts today are Jack Culbreth, Consul Commissioner, and I believe he's in Gallery A, and Zach Russell, Scout Executive for the Southeast Alaska Consul.
Mr. Rossi. Mr. Naughton.
Mr. Speaker. We have in Gallery B a former staff member, and one of the reasons that Alaska Airlines feels like bragging, one of their stewardesses, Cindy Palmer.
Mr. Malone.
Mr. Speaker, it's my pleasure to introduce to the House a constituent of mine in Gallery A, Kenai, Mrs. Mary Willis.
Any other guests for introduction? Does the clerk have messages from the governor?
Dear Mr. Speaker, I've read the following resolutions and I'm transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. House Concurrent Resolution Number 76, Number 79. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 55, 57, 58, 60, and 61. I've signed the following bills and I'm transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copy to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. House Bill Number 27 amended, Chapter 3, SLA 1976. And Senate Joint Resolution Number 41 amended. I have no further messages from the governor, Mr. Speaker.
Clerk have messages from the other house.
The Senate has passed the following resolution and bill, and they are returned herewith. House Concurrent Resolution Number 81 concerning Negro Week. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 628, the supplemental appropriation to the Department of Administration for cost of living adjustments and salary increases for state employees covered by collective bargaining agreements. These bills have been sent to enrolling. The Senate has passed the following, and they are transmitted herewith for consideration. Senate Bill Number 553 by Croft and Rohde. An act relating to construction of public buildings by the University of Alaska.
Excuse me a minute. Stand at ease. The bill will be referred to Community and Regional Affairs and State Affairs.
Did you need to change that?
That's the referral I had. Clerk, have other bills from the Senate?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Just a moment. Senate Bill Number 554 by Croft, Kurtula, and Rohde, an act relating to licensing of physicians and osteopaths and providing for an effective date.
HESS.
The Senate has failed to concur in the House amendment to Senate Bill Number 302, possession of weapons by convicts, and respectfully requests the House to recede from its amendment.
Miller.
Speaker, may we be at ease?
House stand at ease. Let's come to order. Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, there are substantial differences between the House thinking on this subject and the Senate, and a pre-conference on the subject probably will be necessary. I'll therefore move at this time that the House recede from its amendments on Senate Bill 302, but I'll ask the members to vote no.
Question is, shall the House recede from its amendments to Senate Bill Number 302? All those in favor say aye. All those opposed?
No.
House has failed to recede from its amendments, and the clerk will so notify the Senate. Does the clerk have other messages?
The Senate has failed to recede from its amendment to committee substitute for House Bill Number 211, Finance, Administration of State Tax and Revenue Laws.
As we previously failed to recede on this bill, and at this time the chair will appoint a free conference committee composed of Mr. Naughton as chairman, Mr. Malone, and Mr. Specking, and the clerk will so notify the Senate. Clerk, have other messages?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Clerk, have general communications?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Commerce has had House Bill 584 relating to substitution of prescription drugs by pharmacists under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 584 with the same title and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, Wallace, Fisher, McKinnon, Rudd, Rode, and Kelly. House Bill 584 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Committee on Labor and Management has had House Bill 634, relating to the employment of minors, under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass with attached amendments. The report was signed by Mr. Smith, Chairman, concurred in by Smith, Urien, and M. Byrne. House Bill 634 has a further referral to Judiciary. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Does the clerk have reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 82 by the Resources Committee by request, relating to the Cook Inlet land transfer.
Resources.
House Concurrent Resolution 83 by Anderson, requesting the Board of Fisheries to establish a Bristol Bay Salmon Conservation Reserve.
Resources.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Clerk, have bills for introduction.
House Bill Number 692 by McKinnon and Rudd, an act requiring notice of charges on checking accounts.
Commerce.
House Bill 693 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council, an act relating to limited retirement benefits and health insurance coverage for temporary employees of the legislature and providing for an effective date.
Be given a referral to the Rules Committee.
House Bill 694 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council Criminal Code Revision Subcommittee, an act relating to the Criminal Law Revision Commission and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
House Bill 695, the Governor's bills have transmittal letters with them, by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a supplemental appropriation for highway construction and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 696 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Office of the Governor, Pipeline Coordinator, and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Finance.
House Bill 697 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the Student Regent on the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska.
Select Education.
House Bill 698 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to National Guard and National Militia retirement and death benefits and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 699 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council Subcommittee on Taxation and Revenue, an act relating to assessment and taxation of oil and gas properties net proceeds tax and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance. 697 Student Regents Bill, I'll add a judiciary referral since Board of Regents is a constitutionally created board. There are other bills for introduction?
No, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us to the daily calendar. Mr. Miller.
Speaker, before we proceed into the calendar, I have had one additional request to be excused from the call in order to catch the plane today, and that's from Representative Brown. So I'll move and ask that he be excused through today and through the plane arrival Sunday night.
Without objection, so ordered. Clerk, read the first item on the daily calendar.
House Bill Number 294 by Byrne, an act relating to health and accident insurance and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Commerce has had House Bill 294 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass with attached amendments. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, Kelly, Smith, Urien, Freeman, and Wallace. I have one amendment on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
The clerk read the first amendment.
Page 1, between lines 17 and 18, insert the following new section and renumber remaining section accordingly. Section 2, AS 2187-340 is amended by adding a new paragraph to read. 16, AS 2189-40.
Mr. Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, I'd move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of amendment number 1.
Objections noted, Mr. Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, for the I'm sure the objection was just for explanation. This amendment would place this bill, if adopted, under Chapter 87, health care providers, and would simply make it the 16th reference on various insurance and similar type of corporations providing type of this type of insurance. So it's just a procedural thing, and it was brought about because a bill that passed the House last time negated the number 15 provision, so consequently we had to have it number 16. Did I make myself clear?
See objection maintained. Hearing no objection, then the amendment is adopted. Does the clerk have other amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, if there are no further amendments, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill number 294 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
With no objection, House Bill 294 is advanced from second to third reading, placed on final passage. Would the clerk read the bill for the third and final time?
House Bill number 294, amended by Byrne, an act relating to health and accident insurance and providing for an effective date.
The bill is before you for discussion and debate. Any discussion? Mrs. Byrne.
Mr. Speaker, I would just speak to the bill for a moment. The purpose of this legislation is to give those persons who are covered by an insurance contract at this time that provides for vision care or benefits the freedom of choice to choose between those people who are experts in the field. The way the law reads at the present time, it gives the optometrist all of those rights in relation to performing the activities, but it does not give them the rights in relation to obtaining insurance monies for this service. The law addresses the expertise of the optometrist in several cases where it makes them eligible to supervise opticians who are the technicians who do the work. It recognizes their expertise in all other ways. It just, at the moment, disallows them to receive financial insurance. Last year, a bill passed this body which did put them under Medicaid also in terms of receiving the insurance benefits. Thank you.
Any other discussion? The question is, shall House Bill 294 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk may close the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk may take the roll.
Yeas, no nays, 9 excused.
House Bill 294 has passed the House. Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on House Bill 294 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause as well.
Hearing no objection, so ordered. Mr. Miller.
Speaker, the next item on the calendar would be House Bill 680. I've been advised that we do have sort of a technical problem with that bill, so I'll move and ask unanimous consent at this time that House Bill 680 be returned to rules.
No objection. The bill is referred to rules. Excuse me. Mr. Haugen? House stand at ease. House come to order. Is the objection maintained? Chair, I ask again, is there objection to referring the bill back to the Rules Committee? Hearing no objection, the bill will be referred back to Rules. That, I believe, brings us to the end of the daily calendar. Unfinished business, is there anything to come before the House under unfinished business? Special orders. Committee announcements. Mr. McKinnon.
State Affairs will meet at 1:30 to consider Executive Order 38 and House Special Concurrent Resolution 2 disapproving that order.
Mr. Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, the joint House-Senate Commerce Committee public hearings on mortuary science will resume at 11 o'clock in House Commerce in the court, and then they'll reconvene. They'll go into recess for the purposes of lunch from 12 to 1 and then reconvene at 1. And we should have all the testimony completed by today. For Monday, House Commerce will be meeting at 8 o'clock. We'll be taking up House Bill 684, a bill regarding mobile homes.
Mr. Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, CRA will meet Monday morning at 9. We've got a couple bills in the calendar. House Bill 493 is dealing with initiative and referendum, and 589, dealing with election of officials in new municipalities.
Mr. Gardner.
The Judiciary Committee meeting today that was supposed to be on the Salary Commission has been canceled, and instead we'll be taking up House Bills 581, Operation of Watercraft, House Bill 655, Foreclosures, Senate Bill 440, Perfection of Security Interest.
Other committee announcements. Mr. Malone.
Speaker, the House Finance Committee will meet at 1:30 p.m. this afternoon to take up Senate Bill number 578 relating to fiscal notes, House Bills 482, 577, and 669, which relate to debt service on state general obligation bonds and revenue anticipation notes. At 2:30 this afternoon, we'll be holding a special meeting, informal, not with any bills on the calendar, to discuss collective bargaining. At 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, the committee will meet to review the budgets, the operating budget of the Department of Highways, Waters and Harbors, and airports. And at 9 o'clock on Monday morning, the committee will meet taking up House Bills 593 and 594, 540, and Senate Bill 541, which are supplemental appropriations to this current year's budget. 593 and 594 are appropriations Department of Health and Social Services, which have been under consideration for some time, and 541 is a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Administration for the retirement fund of the teachers.
Any other announcements? For adjournment, the chair would like to make one announcement. Made somewhat of an accommodation between some members on HESS and Select Education. And in order to accommodate Mrs. Byrne being on that committee, Representative Rudd has consented to drop her third committee assignment. So with her consent, I'll appoint Mrs. Byrne to be a replacement on that committee. Mr. Miller.
Oh, Mr. Speaker.
Be at ease. House be at ease.
Speaker, if there is no further business to come before the body, I'll move and ask unanimous consent we stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Monday morning.
House is in adjournment until 10 a.m. Monday morning.